a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The afternoon insights and analysis continue. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney is on the line with us, and back in Washington today, things are a little crazy. There are a few things going on, and I really fear, Senator, that the very important work that is going on in congressional hearings looking into the federal government's response to the breakout of the lung injuries from vaping and the rise of the use of e-cigarettes isn't getting the headlines that it really deserves.
Well, I do agree with you that we really have two big issues that relate to vaping that are not getting the kind of attention they should. One, as you mentioned, is the number of people who are getting ill from vaping, and these are very serious illnesses that in many cases lead to death. We've had lung transplants that are required from people who've gotten ill from vaping. So that's one issue. But the other one is actually, perhaps just as important, and that is that we have over 5 million high school kids in America who are now addicted to nicotine because they've been vaping. And in many cases, they didn't know that the steam they were inhaling is full of nicotine and is addicting them. So this is a real problem, and frankly, Congress hasn't done anything about it, and we should take action. I propose legislation to do that. Hopefully, it'll get passed.
Between the addiction to nicotine and some of the false promises that have been made there, the thing that to me is so insidious, and I was raised, and you to a degree, raised in the era where Winston Cigarettes sponsored the Flintstones on Friday night, and all while the tobacco companies were putting their hands to the square before congressional hearings, swearing that they were not targeting youth. And I look at the insidious things that are happening that are targeting our youth and the flavors and different things, and it just kills me. This is like deja vu all over again. I've seen this before.
Well, you're absolutely right. What I think surprised the FDA was they were waiting to see billboards or magazine ads or TV ads, and the vaping companies took a very different approach. They used social media to spread their message. They also put in place all sorts of flavors that would be very attractive to kids, and so it became an epidemic among our high school kids and our junior high school or middle school kids as well. And people didn't notice. But, we've noticed now for at least the last year or two, and legislation has been proposed to make some of these flavors illegal, to also put in place a closed system so that you can't put additives of your own into the juice that you vape. And yet no action is taken by Congress. And it's very frustrating. I said today, we're all tempted to beat up on the FDA and the CDC, but the enemy is really Congress. We have not taken the action we should have.
Well, you mentioned the lung transplants. There was a story, I can't remember if it was yesterday or if it was Monday, where a guy had a double lung transplant. Boy, that's when you hope your doctors really know what they're doing. A double lung transplant because of the results of vaping.
Yeah, I think kids just don't understand that if they're vaping a product which is not in a closed system where basically people could add things to the juice that you're vaping, you're in real danger because people add all sorts of stuff, not just THC, but they can add other things to cut the THC, which can end up coating the inside of your lungs and basically causing enormous health risks to you and even death, as we've seen. So, yeah, it's dangerous from that standpoint, but even if you survive that risk, the fact is becoming addicted to nicotine is going to mean a lifelong financial burden and also brain development issues. The head of the CDC spoke to us today. She said, look, we're seeing through our research that nicotine in young people's minds, people before the age of 25, has an impact on the development of their brain. So, look, this is serious, and we need to act.
When you talk with, and you've already met with FDA doctors, what are they telling you, especially with the youth? We have found out over the years, thankfully, just how addictive alcohol and what a difference that makes for someone who starts to imbibe even relatively minor amounts of alcohol at a very young age, what that does to them. What are they telling you about the nicotine for these kids?
Yeah, the FDA and CDC today in hearings that we just held, were saying, look, these products do have an impact on the development of a young person's brain. They are highly addictive. The head of the CDC said, as a matter of fact, this is probably the most addictive element that we're aware of. And so these products have been out there, been sold, and been aggressively marketed to young people through social media and through word of mouth. Kids don't know how dangerous they are, and they're getting ill now. And even if they don't get ill, they're going to have a lifetime of consequence by having become addicted to nicotine.
It was just a little while back that one doctor was making comparisons and said that what the effect that some of the vaping is having on lungs is reminiscent, and this just sent a chill down my spine, reminiscent of the lung damage that they saw during World War I. That just rocked me back on my heels.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, what apparently happens is that kids are buying a vaping product, and then when it runs out of the juice it came with, they go to friends, and their friends will, you know, for $5 let them refill their cartridge, and they refill it with THC and oils and so forth. Well, the lungs are not meant to digest oil. And so putting oil in your lungs is a poison, and it is a condition that will not be remedied. And that's what's leading to these immediate health crises. And you make a good point. I wasn't around for World War I, but I do know that with the mustard gas and other poisons, people suffered a lifetime of illness.
Absolutely. There's been bipartisanship on this that you and Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, you've worked on some of the legislation. Are you anticipating very strong bipartisanship on this one?
There is bipartisan support, and Senator Merkley and I authored a piece of legislation on this front. Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins a year ago had legislation with regards to flavors. But, you know, the tobacco industry, it has deep tentacles into Washington. And, you know, even the White House was saying we're going to make these flavors illegal, and then somehow nothing seems to happen. And it's very frustrating. Everybody wants to say they're against these products. But then when it comes to actually passing a law, somehow various impediments come up, and people have a tendency toward forgetfulness that is unfortunate. So I'm going to keep on bringing attention to it and hope that people who are listening to your show contact our respective congresspeople and say, hey, guys, you got to vote for legislation to restrict these flavors and these open containers.
I was going to ask about that, what the average person can do. Obviously, there are things in the home, reaching out to their congressmen and women, senators, and also here in our local legislature. Anything else beyond that that you'd like to see just good old average Americans do to work on this issue?
Well, you know, anybody that has somebody at home, some kids at home, needs to let those kids know that they're not just inhaling steam with flavor. It also has a very highly addictive substance in it that's going to have an impact on their brain development. Parents need to tell kids that. And then those that have associations with various schools need to make sure that the schools are talking to kids in class and saying, guys, you need to understand there's a health risk from vaping. It is a real concern. And, you know, I know there are posters up in bathrooms. We heard that today from the FDC. They put posters in all the bathrooms across the country. But as was pointed out by another senator, look, no one looks at the posters in a bathroom. You know, you're going to have to talk to the kids and let them know just how serious this is.
Senator Romney, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to keep a close eye on this, and I look forward to future conversations.
Thanks, Doug. All the best to you.
Mitt, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Doug. Appreciate your picking up on this. We have the rate of vaping in in Utah, vaping illnesses is 6 times the national average. Wow. So we got, you know, I'm convinced a lot of kids, they know they're not allowed to smoke and drink, but it's like, oh, I can vape. And it's like, so we've just got a real epidemic in our state.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, thank you again so much. And I look forward to chatting again soon. Maybe we can drag you on the TV show one of these days.
I look forward to it, Doug. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.